Thanks for downloading this podcast, which is for personal use only. All contents are copyright Radio Show Limited and must not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used in any form without permission. For contact details, go to www.radiolemon.com.
This is Toyota Tech Talk on radiolemon.com. Hello there, I'm John Hindhoff. Episode 5, and the Circuit of the Americas. And as you'll know if you have been listening to this exclusive behind-the-scenes look at how a top World Endurance Championship team works, in Episode 4, we found out that only Stefan Sarrazin has been to the Circuit of the Americas, the venue for round number 5 of this year's championship of the Toyota Hybrid Racing Team's drivers. So let's start with Stefan, as he gives us a driver's eye look on what is good and challenging about this circuit.
It's a more European track. This track is new. It's really interesting track for a driver. It's the first corner, for example, with a very deep uphill, big braking on the deep uphill. After, it's a very quick area in 6-7 corners, very quick, just one line. And after, we go on a straight line, and the last part of the track is quite slow, and again very fast corner. So it's a mix of good area, and I like a lot to drive here. Honestly, it's a very good track. Normally, I like the old track in America, especially so Sebring, Petit Le Mans, Watkins Glen, Monterey was good. I like this American old style, uphill, downhill, concrete, very unsecure, I will say, compare Europe.
Yeah.
But I like that. It's a honestly, when I arrived here, because I run in March here with a DP, we finished fourth with an 8-star. It was a good race for us. But when I arrived here, I have all my reference, and it's so big difference. For example, I was braking at 150 with a DP, the first turn one. Now I brake at 50, 100 meters later. On the corners, I was in fourth. Now I'm in fifth flat out. It's different track. Honestly, it's no possible to compare it. We are running in 150, so it's 10 seconds quicker per lap, 10 seconds. It's another life. Now it's DP, it's interesting because it's a good battle. It's 16 or 14 to 16 cars, and it's a big battle, a lot of restart, safety car restart, it's a show. But in terms of technology, the DP is far from everything. LMP2 car is a carbon car, is a proper racing car, and LMP1 technology hybrid from our team, from Toyota, is amazing. So it's no comparison.
Tell me a little bit about the difficulties of setting the TSO30 up for this track. We've talked before about the compromise that it has to be. There's some very fast places where you need aero and aero grip, particularly at the start of the lap, and then at the end of the lap it's almost like a street track. It's very, very tight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We start with the very fast corners. Amazing, very similar at Silverstone, Beckett, for example, and it's very exciting for a driver, you know, very, very fast in fifth gear, over the curb, and after we finish by a very slow area, we have to be patient, so it's a mix of stability in a high corner and good grip on a slow corner, good mechanical grip. I didn't drive on simulator for this race. I drove for São Paulo, beginning of this week, in fact. I walked back in São Paulo, but I didn't walk here. I didn't drive, but I know this track from DP, but we are so slow in DP compared to P1, 10 seconds per lap, you know, so it's difficult to, in fact, I arrived here, and my reference point was completely different, so I have to, like, it's another track. In some corners, I was braking, now I'm flat out. So what can I say, it's another world. But it was very cool to race here in DP, and I hope we'll enjoy in this race on Sunday. Sure, it will be interesting with Audi strategy, lap time, we'll see. It's tough here to overtake, in fact. You see the long straight line, you think, oh, it's okay, but we have the 7, 8 first corner of the track. It's only one line, very, very quick. So when we are behind a GT car, for example, it's very difficult to overtake because they are using all the tracks and sliding a lot. So it will be one very important key to don't do any mistake on traffic and to find the best position to overtake, best corners to overtake without losing time. You have to be patient and not losing a lot of time. So it's the key of endurance races, and we have a good experience. But you can see with my last race in Brazil, I was overtaking car and suddenly the guy spawned and he crashed on me. So what can I do? It's a race. It can happen. But normally, we try to be a bit conservative. We have to respect the GT drivers because they are pushing like hell. They give the maximum and they cannot watch in the mirror all the time also. So we know that and we do with that and we deal with that. It's a part of the game. It's a part of the races. To be very difficult physically because it's very hot, very humid. So it's not usual. In Europe, we don't have so big temperature, so high temperature. So it would be important to manage it and to set up well the car, to feel well, to push really hard on the fast corners. It would be an interesting race. I think it will be interesting. Can have some surprise.
Stefan Sarrazin on the specific challenges of the Cota circuit and how his Daytona prototype experience has helped or not as he was preparing for the fifth round of the FIA World Endurance Championship. It's Toyota Tech Talk. I'm John Heindorf, and still to come, the team manager of Toyota Hybrid Racing, Pascal Vasselon, talks not just about this race, but the rest of the World Endurance Championship season. But first, let's head down to the pit garage, where our engineering insider, Mathieu Lenel, is waiting to talk about just how a team like Toyota Hybrid Racing prepares to go racing at a track that they've never even seen before.
First, we try to find a characteristic of the track. Oh. If we can just to get a track map and run some simulations on the track, try to find what the important parts are for the car in terms of downforce, drag, power, what the impact would be on the tires, the brakes, and try to estimate what kind of setup we would need for this track. Well, you start from the references that you've got, so basically you just run your simulation and then that gives you an idea whether such parameter is close to, let's say, Silverstone or Jerez or whatever track it is. When you go to a new track, I'm talking in general, that helps you relate to something you know already. I mean, in terms of demand of the track, you can already estimate what sort of balance you're gonna whether you should favor high speed, low speed, how much the tires are gonna suffer, whether it's gonna be front or rear, and depending on what you run from your simulation, you can relate it to what you've run already on the known track, and then that gives you an idea when you get to the track that you might suffer with front degradation or rear degradation. Try to anticipate the problems that you might face, because this is what it's about. The sessions are short, so you need to be able to react quick, and it's important to be able to anticipate what problems you might find. Obviously, today we had no dry running at all, whereas yesterday we did. So we managed to establish already a dry balance, a dry setup, and get an idea of what the track is going to need. And whereas today it's going to be it was quite different in the wet. So I mean, what we've run in simulation was quite close to what we actually found on track. I mean, obviously, one thing you can't simulate too much is the level of heat you're going to find here, because obviously that's another factor on this track in this region, is that the temperature is quite high. That's hard for the machine and for the drivers. Normally, from an aero point of view, you want to run the car as close as possible in terms of cooling, because it's always more efficient. But here, for sure, of course, you need to allow for more cooling, especially on some system, brakes or hybrid system or any electronic box, on the car. You need to allow for that. So for sure, this is important. This is something you need to consider. For sure, Sao Paulo gave us big hopes, and it was really frustrating because we had the start of a race which kind of, stopped before it started to be interesting. What we know is that this weekend, the start of the session yesterday was a bit difficult, but in general, we have a car which is similar to Sao Paulo, we know where we were relative to Audi, and we need to work a bit here to be where we should be. But in general, we think we've got a reasonable package.
Now, bearing in mind that this won't be broadcast until after this race weekend, so I'm going to ask you this question. It looked like you could have done Sao Paulo on a stop, even if it had gone green all the way through, on a stop fewer than Audi. Is that the same case here? Can you do five stops to their six? And can, if that is true, can you keep enough pace up to make that count?
That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're hoping for. But for sure here, another important factor will be the heat. This is something we've got to account for and make sure it doesn't trouble us. But yeah, definitely that's the general target.
And will the extreme heat here, will that affect things like fuel consumption as well?
Not so much on fuel consumption, but just, you know, all the system on the car will suffer more in this kind of heat. So you know, you need to make sure you need to manage all your systems better. Even though it's a 6-hour race, it's the systems are having a hard time, and you need to cope with that.
Sure.
Well, the heat is the one challenge. Then in terms of track layout, it's quite interesting, because actually it's got you need quite a bit of downforce. There are quite a lot of nice change of direction. I mean, the layout is quite nice. Clearly, the drivers are all sounding like it's fun to drive, and it's a really interesting track. But from a setup point of view, it's you need to have good balance for high speed corners, because you've got quite a few, but you've got a lot of low speed corners as well, and so a good mixture of all.
We go to Japan and to Fuji for our next race, and good news for all of us, and I'm sure you guys in the team as well, you're back to two cars. That must be a massive boost for the team.
Yeah, definitely, especially since it's our home race, so it will be an important one. Last year we had a nice victory there, and also really an exciting race, and we hope for a similar result for sure. But we know that with two cars, it would be prepared for the fight, basically.
Matthew Lanell with a fascinating insight into what goes on at every race meeting in the Toyota garages, and a tantalising look forward to round number 6 of the FIA WEC, which you can hear every session live, of course, here on RadioLeMans.com. Let's leave the last word for this episode of Toyota Tech Talk to Pascal Vassalon, the man at the top of the Toyota Hybrid Racing team. Now, how did he find going to the Circuit of the Americas for the first time?
Oh, the facility is great. It's really a fantastic circuit. Circuit like all circuits should be, really. You have fast corners, slow corners. Really beautiful place. Beautiful place.
And it's going to be the new home of international sports car racing here in the United States. It has some big shoes to fill when we think of places like Road Atlanta for Petit Le Mans and Sebring, of course, with all that history behind it. Do you think we can make new history here?
Yeah, of course. It's not totally fair to compare, I would say, historical place like Sebring, Road Atlanta to this new place. It's not the same category. I would say it's unfair to compare. But here we have all the facility of a modern F1 track with, on top of that, a very interesting layout in terms of, I would say, corner sequence. It's really, really good.
The circuit layout itself is extremely challenging. We always talk about compromise in motor racing between top speed and aero and mechanical grip, and my goodness me, that has never been more true than here.
Yeah, it's a very technical circuit. It's very important to get the right rhythm in the sector one, because you have a lot of changes of direction. Then you have a very hard straight line braking, long straight, but not too long. So in terms of aero, for example, it's not such a compromise as Sao Paulo. So it's a high downforce track, very pure high downforce track. So yeah, and then after you have a very twisty section with a lot of slow speed reacceleration. Yeah, full range.
We did not get to see the full potential of the updated TS or 30 at Sao Paulo because of the accident early in the race. There was a huge amount of optimism in the early part of the week. The new aero package was clearly designed for that type of circuit, for this type of circuit. Do you feel that the improvement in performance that we saw briefly in Brazil can be carried through to this track?
Yeah, that's what we were counting on. So yeah, briefly on Sao Paulo, unfinished business, of course, but okay, it's behind us. We had nothing really to do about it. And yeah, we come from Sao Paulo with, I would say now, the evidence that our new package is competitive. So we were expecting here to be at the same competitiveness level. So far, we are a little bit disappointed, because we, during the dry session on Thursday, we were not as close as we would like to be to Audi. So it's something we have been analyzing. We would just need 1 hour of dry running to check a few development directions which we have put in place. Today in the rain, it's another story. We have done a very good lap time, but it was more, I would say, tire management and tire decisions and really pure pace. So we cannot really conclude from today that we are 3 seconds faster than Audi. It's clearly not telling the truth.
I bet you wish it was. There's a big smile.
We would love. It's always easier to explain why you have been faster, but it's not the true picture of our relative pace. I think Audi in the wet was still a little bit faster than us. We are working on it to close that gap, because for us it's too big, but let's see on Sunday.
It has been a feature of the battle between you and Audi that you guys have managed fuel better than them, right, possibly from the very beginning, certainly from early in the programme. The early numbers that we've been looking at would suggest that you have a fuel advantage here in terms of your laps, but can you keep up a good enough average lap speed to make that advantage count? One less fuel stop almost certainly, but can you make the time on the track count?
Yeah, if Audi keeps the same, I would say, fuel strategy they have, because it's a decision from their side. Last year they were running longer than us, this year they run shorter, it's a decision. So if they keep the same strategy, it means to go for max power and lots of fuel consumption, we should be able to do one less stop. Yeah, that's what we are looking forward. Yeah.
It's going to be one of those classic endurance battles, isn't it? I do like that. We love that sort of thing. And more good news as well for us as fans, and you, I'm sure, as a team, is that we go back to 2 Toyota hybrids for Fuji, certainly. And that must be massively good news for you guys and a real boost to the team.
Yeah, we have been able to confirm that we will enter 2 cars in Fuji. It's a really great pleasure, because it will allow us to bring back Alex and Nicolas and Kazuki, who have been left behind, and they don't deserve that. So we are very happy to have them back on the track in Fuji.
And of course, a track that you won at again last year, you go back there with a revised car. Can you take the data that you collected last year and make that count for this year, and perhaps, hopefully, to repeat the victory?
Of course, the win will be the target. Now, clearly, on the next 4 races, our target is to win. That's why when things are a little bit more difficult than expected, as last Thursday, we are not satisfied, because we don't come here just to make the number.
And in fairness, I think our listeners understand that. There have been some quite unkind comments from some of your competitors and some of the drivers that are saying you're not taking this seriously and they would like some more competition, which is interesting given that you gave them a good kicking at the end of last year. But how does that make you guys feel? Does that disappoint you? Does it upset you? Does it make you stronger?
Personally, I don't listen to this kind of bullshit because it's... No, we do our best. Financially, we do what we can do, what we can afford. If we are with 1 car, it's not by pleasure. We don't need to be convinced that 2 cars is better, but that's what we can do. And then for the rest, we try hard on the track.
And that track performance at the Circuit of the Americas was very impressive indeed. We did have that classic endurance battle between the speed of Audi and the fuel economy, coupled with speed and reliability from the Toyota hybrid team. Ultimately, Audi was still victorious, but it seemed a very different attitude and atmosphere in the Toyota hybrid racing garage after Kota than we'd seen after the disappointments of Sao Paulo. And now, of course, on to Fuji, where Toyota have 2 bullets in their gun. And can they repeat the historic victory of last year? Well, every session is live here on RadioLeMond.com. And of course, after the race weekend, we'll have another edition of Toyota Tech Talk.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production. For more, go to www.radiolemond.com. Radio Show Limited. We talk to the world.